Well, as far as Crown land, you're free to hike, you're free to pass through, you're free to enjoy Crown land. But currently, you're not allowed to camp on Crown land. So anything that would involve an overnight stay is not allowed on Crown land in the province of Ontario as of a order that was issued by the Ministry of the Solicitor General on April 9th or 10th. I'm not 100% sure of the day. I believe it was the 9th. Well, as you know, prior to that, under an emergency order, the province prohibited and closed camping, closed campgrounds. Essentially, campgrounds were closed under the essential business order. As a result of that, there was some real and genuine concern that those that would normally be camping, pulling their trailers in, their pop-ups or whatever, into private campgrounds would then be camping on Crown land, where it is you're free to camp on under normal circumstances. You're free to camp on Crown land free for a period of up to 21 consecutive days anywhere on Crown land. And our concern was that this could lead to a rush of people who were no longer able to go to campgrounds, that they could congregate on Crown land. And with all of the risks that would be inherent with congregation, people in crowds and social settings, that we felt the prudent thing to do at the time was to place a moratorium or a ban on camping on Crown land as long as the emergency order is in place. That it will be clearly that there will be a satisfaction that the COVID-19 pandemic is in a position that allows us to lift those orders. So we're bound by the provincial emergency order. So it's all governed by when we would lift the provincial emergency order, and it's all under the Emergency Management and Civil Protection Act, which is under the Ministry of the Solicitor General. But whenever the provincial order is lifted, and that we don't have a date, we extend it by periods of 28 days at a time, but it could be lifted at any time if the conditions warrant it. So we don't know. We don't have an exact date. Well, the penalties can be severe. The penalties can be severe, anywhere from $750 to $10,000. So it is not something that should be taken lightly. There's a reason why these orders are put in place. And we expect people to abide by them. Even if you are on Crown land and not camping, we want people to be safe. We want them to respect the protocols that have been laid out by the chief medical officers of health. It's 2 meters distance between people, other than if they are people who cohabitate together, so that we can do whatever we can, use all our tools to flatten the curve and stop the spread of COVID-19. Everything that we're doing here is with that in mind to stop the spread. Now, there are exceptions to this order. Indigenous persons and those that have a land use permit with a written authorization under the Public Lands Act to occupy public lands, they are exempt. Indigenous persons that are exercising their treaty, their Aboriginal or treaty rights, as recognized by Section 35 of the Constitution Act, they are not bound by this order. And outdoor accommodations that are ancillary or necessary for the operation of an essential business listed in Schedule 2 of our order under Subsection 07.0.2, closure of non-places of essential places of non-essential business. So, and as I said before, we do not prohibit walking through or using public lands for other permitted purposes. It is camping that is prohibited. Well, and that is because it is under a Emergency Management and Civil Protection Act order, all law officers of the Crown are authorized to enforce it. So it is not, if it was something that was done through the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry only, then only our conservation officers, as our law enforcement officers under the, from the ministry, only they could enforce the order. Because it was done under the Solicitor General and the under the Emergency Management and Civil Protection Act, all law officers can enforce it. You know, it's we have a wonderful, great province with beautiful outdoors and much crown land, and we want people to enjoy it. We want them to be safe when they're doing it, but what we're doing here is for their good and their own good and the good of others and the protection of the public. So during this COVID crisis, we recognize that we're having an impact, and an impact that many people will not appreciate, but we are doing it for the good of the people.